Yeah, I'm going to talk a little bit about the proposal
and what you have to do for this. And I'm going to give you
a writing frame that you don't have to use, but some people find a writing frame helpful. So if you pass those around. So the outline proposal, very short, as I say, just a brief summary of what you're intending to do, 250 words.
You need a title for your paper, for your research, what you're going to be thinking about.
Is that included in the word count?
The title will be, yeah, but not the references at the end. Yeah. And what I'd suggest for your title, just a little tip really, is if you can try and frame it into a question, that's a really nice way to get your title going. Just because it gets you thinking, what's the issue? If I can make it into a question. So, you know, why is it that my Thursday afternoon group are always really hard to motivate? Or something like that, and you pose it as a question.
Can I suggest that if you write your outline first and then come up with your title afterwards? Because a lot of the times your title will be within your outline somewhere. Especially if you've used a quote.
That's a good idea.
Yeah.
That quote can become your title.
That's a really, really good tip. I'm always a bit keen on a little sort of, not a jokey title, but, you know, a sort of one that uses puns. I'm not saying do this, it just tickles me when people do it. I had one last year, it was someone who worked at Doncaster Racing College or something, and they'd called it Horses for Courses. And then, you know, why are students difficult to manage in the horse racing sector or whatever? It just made me laugh. I'm not saying you have to do that, but questions are good, and you're right, Matt. I think if you think about what you're going to do first, then get your title. Context, start with a little bit about who you are, a bit about where you work. Don't use the name of the organisation, just anonymise it, so you might say an FE college in South Yorkshire or something like that. Oh no, won't I? So it's a bit, you know, a bit of a nonsense, but I think because we're doing this in an academic way. So don't identify it, but talk about the context where you teach. Rationale is the next bit. This is probably, this and the explanation are probably where most of the words will come from. How does your proposal relate to the teaching of your subject and the learning outcomes? Learning outcomes are in the handbook, so just have a look back through those. But basically, you're just saying, you know, why is this relevant? Why am I doing this now? Why is it important? Why is it something that's worth investigating? And the explanation is what you're going to do. So I'm going to look at the theory of X, Y, and Z and how that might work in my classroom. And as I say, if you can start to think at that point in the explanation about how you're going to be bringing in theory and what that theory might be. It's going to be need to be underpinned by, obviously, theory, and it might be general education theory. You might want to go back to some of the learning theories that you've done previously, some of the new thinking, like the idea about neurodiversity or, a pedagogical tool or something that you're using. There might be some subject-specific theory as well. So if you teach, hairdressing, then there might be some sort of current thinking out there about hairdressing in a hairdressing journal that you might use. So there might be subject specific theory as well. And this is where you'll probably be wanting to look on Summon and having a look for articles and stuff like that. A brief summary of the literature you'll use at this stage with the proposal. You don't need to list books and things like that. You might just say, I'm interested in the writings of Michael Apple or whatever. There might be a few theorists that you think these are who I'm going to draw on. And yeah, so 28th of November for that. Writing frame just steps you through it, really. And there's an example on the second page of one. I think it's somebody writing about coaching skills.
It's not really 250 words.
No, have a look. Oh. Yes. Weird, isn't it?
Oh, it's there. Oh,
yeah.
Sorry,
I don't know. Have a look at that one anyway. So it's page 2 and 3. Have a read through that proposal and just think,
how would you see that as a proposal? Do you think it works? Does it make sense? Don't turn over the page because it's got the tutor feedback on the next page. So just have a look at that outline proposal and see what you think.